today.
The president's approval ratings are slipping, and you might be surprised at what crowd is not too thrilled with Obama lately. However, when I say slipping, they're still pretty high. Remember, the peak was 68 in April. Well, it's dropped 11 points since then. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wonder what the nation will think if this health care reform proposal or bill or measure, because it's actually measure, if it ultimately goes through the House and the Senate. In committee, it's getting closer and closer. The Health Committee's vote was 13 to 10. That's right along party lines to push forward the $600 billion plan that would require you and I to get health insurance and the employers to contribute to the cost or face penalties, all of us, including the person who doesn't want to be insured. If there is somebody who just says, I'm healthy, I don't want to be insured, I don't want to pay that, I can't pay that, or I don't want to pay it, the copay, the whatever, too bad, you have to pay it because it's part of the deal here if everybody has health care as a right. So the Health Committee bill calls for the government to provide financial assistance with premiums for the individuals, again, and, of course, families making up to four times the federal poverty level. And if you don't know what that is, we're looking at probably about $88,000 for a family of four. There is obvious battle lines that are drawn here. People like Republican Senator Mike Enzi from Wyoming, who's saying that, you know, this bill would break Obama's promise, by the way, by adding to the deficit, because we're talking about a trillion. Then there's others like Senator Chris Dodd, who says it's about time that we have legislation that the American people want. All right? And so there is a push to have this happen, especially by Senate Finance Chairman Max Baucus, the Democrat from Montana, who met with committee Dems to try to settle how are we going to pay for this bill and some of the other issues that are trying to be ironed out, some of the sticking points. Do you know it's 1,000 pages long? Wow. 1,000 pages. Who has really read all of those 1,000 pages? All right, coming up on the show, obviously we're going to talk about that. Also, Sonia Sotomayor and what was day three like. She didn't give her view on abortion or gun rights. She was asked, but she didn't give either one of those. A former boss of Sotomayor's said, listen, I'll just tell you, I guarantee she's going to support abortion rights because everybody wants to know, right? So she's getting push, and she's giving, as she said, I don't know the circumstances, and she's dancing around some of the questions like the ones that were asked about the Second Amendment. So we're going to talk about that, obviously, as well, and a couple of other things that have happened during the day in and outside of Washington, D.C., because believe it, there are other things going on. 800-259-5791, that's the number to jingle to be a part of America Tonight. Our first batter up is Dale this hour in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate. You made a valid point a few minutes ago in regard to what employers are going to do. They're going to go to a 1099. We're not going to have employees. We're going to have private contractors.
Right.
They're already thinking, you know, ways to get around that, and that would be one of them, unless there's legislation to, you know, to do it differently.
You know, the problem with the 1099, too, is if you work that way, I've worked that way. If you work that way, what happens is, I don't care if you're making, a lot of money, a little bit of money, decent money, it's in the favor of the employer because of the tax situation, the way it's set up, and you better pay quarterly or figure it out or have expenses, because what happens is people, especially if they're not making a lot, Dale, they're stretching the money thinking they can pay the taxes at the end, and then they get killed with taxes.
Yeah, they never really do.
They don't, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me years ago, I lived in Dallas for about 30 years, and I ran a retail drugstore out on Ross Avenue.
I know where that is, yeah.
And this was during the Carter years, and every time the minimum wage went up, the owner of the drugstore cut an employee. And we're going to see the same thing.
Sure.
It's going to be a job killer.
Yeah. I think more than anything, people who desperately need money because they have to put food on the table, they have kids, or just even to survive themselves, they have rent or mortgages or whatever, that's exactly what's going to happen. Our unemployment is definitely, the rate is going to be at least 10%, but now it's going to be higher because of this health care reform if it goes through. That's the thing. They're not talking about that. So you'll have a health care card, but you still will be SOL because you won't be able to afford anything, including substance, because you can't afford you can't afford anything. And then you can only be in unemployment so long, and then that's also a killer. While it can be a savior as a bridge, it's backbreaking to people.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if people understand how expensive this is going to be.
Right.
And we can't sell treasury notes to China like this forever.
Right.
I mean, it's just not going to happen. That means taxes are going to have to go up. And they're going to tax us out of sight.
Sure. And then you take the taxes for that, and then you take the taxes that will be added on for a green America with the cap and trade thing. And, boy, you're right. Taxes are going to be out of sight. People have no idea what we're in for, and it's going to be an avalanche. It's not a little bit. We're not talking about a tiny bit of an increase. We're talking about a lot of an increase.
Well,
it's going to affect so many people.
Keep talking about it, Kate.
I will, Dale. Thanks for the call. Thanks. Appreciate it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. See, that's it. As I said, if you say to me, well, what's wrong with you? How could you not want health care for anyone? Listen, I know. I've had a career where you have ups and downs, where you move around. You get just because you get a degree, get a journalism degree, or you're, you know, going from climbing the ladder, going from one place to another. As I said, all the health care plans are different, and you're constantly moving around, et cetera. And a lot of people can relate to that. And then sometimes you find yourself in freelance situations where you're 1099, and it's exactly what Dale and I just said. That's going to happen to people, and people in all kinds of businesses are going to get laid off, are going to be let go, because the businesses can't afford it, and that's what it comes down to. And what does it do for the business when you have a bunch of people that are relatively healthy and hardly ever go to the doctors except for a checkup or a thing here and there, and then the one person who is catastrophic, who constantly has high medical bills, has things happen, well, that changes the face of healthcare for that company, especially if it's a small company because of the premiums that the employers have to pay. And it is going to affect the workers big time. Already, what happened in the stimulus, we were supposed to see unemployment go in the opposite direction. It didn't. So we're going to just lop this on there, too. And it's going to be awful. Am I saying that we can't have health care reform? Of course we can, but it's not going to come in this form. If it comes in this form, it 5 years from now, this coupled with the idea of the climate control bill, if that went through, and then just what would normally happen on your tax rolls in your neighborhood, it's going to be very, very tough. 800-259-5791. Senator Franken questioning Sonia Sotomayor. That's coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
CIA hit team and why that was canceled. Also, how about the victims of 9/11, the relatives of the victims? I said this all the time on America Tonight when we talked about Gitmo, and I say this because I saw it in working in New York City, that they always felt like as the years went by, I'm not speaking for every relative, but many of them, because I had a lot on shows, felt like they were being victimized by some of the things that were happening to them as a result of the events of that horrific day. And now a lot are frustrated, at least a group anyway that are being vocal, are frustrated by the administration's efforts to close Gitmo. And, of course, why? Because some of the people at Gitmo are connected to 9/11, the events that were responsible for the murder of their loved ones. So naturally they are. And they want nothing to do with any of the people that are locked up behind those bars in that little corner of Cuba. So I'll tell you some more on that, too. In the meantime, the health proposal has raised the ire of some, and some think it's about time that health care was turned around. But at what cost? We keep coming down to the dollars. Not the dollars so much saying, geez, well, we just can't afford this. We can't afford it because of what it will cost you in other things. So the conversation with Dale, for example, in Illinois, who called, it's what we're saying. If you end up in a situation where you lose your job, then you've got no income, but gosh, you've got that free health care. And otherwise, you're out on the streets, you're looking for jobs again. Some of the businesses are closing down. I think it'll just be too tough. It doesn't float for me. All the explanations I've heard about it, it doesn't make sense because, once again, skirting around the meat. Don't give me how great this meat is going to taste. Tell me exactly what's in the center of, what's at the heart of this deal. At what cost to us personally in our lives? And the answer is jobs. If the country is made up primarily of small businesses, there's your answer. All right, also in Washington, D.C., besides the push for this health care measure, the push for Sonia Sotomayor is on, and it's pretty much a layup. And what happened in day three was no specifics on abortion or gun control. She tap danced around that. And you can tell the people on the panel, the Judiciary Committee, that, of course, this is the first step for her in this vetting process. Then it goes to the full vote of the Senate. You can tell the senators who certainly like what they've heard so far from Sotomayor. So here's a snippet of a new senator from Minnesota, Al Franken, and his little exchange with the nominee.
Let me jump ahead to something. Yesterday, a member of this committee asked me a few times whether the word abortion appears in the Constitution. And you agree that no, the word abortion is not in the Constitution. Are the words birth control in the Constitution?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Are the words privacy in the Constitution? Or the word?
The word privacy is not.
Uh-huh. Senators Cole, Feinstein, and Cardin all raised the issue of privacy, but I want to hit this head on. Do you believe that the Constitution contains a fundamental right to privacy?
It contains, as has been recognized by the courts for over 90 years, certain rights under the liberty provision of the Due Process Clause that extend to the right to privacy in certain situations. This line of cases started with a recognition that parents have a right to direct the education of their children, and that the state could not force parents to send their children to public schools or to bar their children from being educated in ways a state found objectionable. Obviously, states do regulate the content of education, at least in terms of requiring certain things with respect to education that I don't think the Supreme Court has considered. But that basic right to privacy has been recognized and was recognized, and there have been other decisions.
So the issue of whether a word actually appears in the Constitution is not really relevant, is it?
Certainly there are some very specific words in the Constitution that have to be given direct application. There's some direct commands by the Constitution. You know, senators have to be a certain age to be senators. And so you got to do what those words say.
Yeah.
But the Constitution is written in broad terms, and what a court does is then look at how those terms apply to a particular factual setting before it.
Okay. In Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court found that the fundamental right to privacy included the right to decide whether or not to have an abortion. And as Senator Specter said, that's been upheld or ruled on many times. Do you believe that this right to privacy includes the right to have an abortion?
The court has said in many cases, and as I think has been repeated in the court's jurisprudence in Casey, that there is a right to privacy that women have with respect to the termination of their pregnancies in certain situations.
Okay.
All right, so again, we're dancing around the whole idea of the abortion question, but that's normal. That's par for the course, right, in some cases. So she wouldn't give her answer on abortion, but she was not happy that her former boss would say he guarantees she'll support abortion rights. When pressed, did not say it. In fact, in a response to a question from Senator John Cornyn, the Republican from Texas, she said, I know for a fact I never spoke to him. This is about the former boss. I know for a fact I never spoke to him about my views on abortion and, frankly, on my views on any social issue. So she shot that down. The former boss is George Pavia from a law firm, Pavia and Harcourt, who she worked for, and he said he thought the support of abortion rights would be in line with generally her liberal instincts. So she wasn't too happy when that came out. She worked as a corporate litigator for that law firm from 84 to 91. And, you know, she's got a couple more days, I think, to go through this. And whether you get into more specifics about abortion or gun control, it's no matter. Unless some bombshell comes flying out in these last couple days, forget it, goes to the full Senate vote, she's in, and there's the next Supreme Court justice. But when you look at the makeup of the Supreme Court, it's the same as it was before. I don't see that how it would be any different unless something changes with one of the other judges. Now, the wise Latina woman, that comes up again, too, and she won't renounce what she says are her failed words, that a wise Latina woman would reach a better conclusion than a white man in a court ruling. She said she regrets that her remarks in a 2001 speech have been misconstrued by some people, and she repeated, and she's now said this a couple times, that my words failed, they didn't work. I'm going to use that. I swear I'm going to get a T-shirt that says, it's like if, you know how it is, I have too much coffee and I have all this energy and I get on the air and I stumble over a word, I'm just going to say from now on, my words failed, they didn't work. I like that. They didn't work. So nobody's standing in the way of this. This is the ultimate thing, right? She's going to be the next justice, period, end of story. And it's a lifetime appointment. See, now, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, said he could end up voting for Sotomayor, but he wants to make sure she is the judge with what he calls a moderately liberal record, not a liberal activist. What? We'll be back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Everybody, America Tonight, that's the name of the show. Fondly, I think we call it the show for those with ADD, insomnia, or just plain crazy and staying up late. Nah. You know, like 30 million people are night owls, and I think it's probably even a little bit higher than that. But I appreciate all the emails. We've been getting a ton of emails to America Tonight. Thanks. All right, let's talk about a couple of other things that have happened across the country. We've mentioned, obviously, ad nauseum, this whole health care thing. We're not going to solve it in one show here on ATN. I just encourage you to call your senators, call your congressmen. It might be the 11th hour, but it doesn't matter. There is a great chance that it's not going to go through anyway in going through these committees because it would have to be completely partisan, and there might be enough blue dog Democrats to stop it. That's what I'm hoping anyway, because I think it would have cost all of us too much in the end. I mean, we all have examples of something we paid too much for, frustration with health care, but this is not the blanket, the end all that's going to solve the problem that we have with the current system, whatever the holes might be for you personally. And like I said, I guarantee we've all had them in my life. How many times did I pay into COBRA? I can't even tell you. Or how many times did I have not a great health insurance plan because I worked for a smaller a smaller company, and I paid probably way too high of a premium. I fall right into that category. So I feel your pain. I certainly know that we need to have something done, but this is not the right thing, folks. Trust me, it is not the right thing. This story that happened during the day, because I happened to be watching this Sotomayor stuff, was crazy. A police officer on a motorcycle was hit by a car trying to get out of a traffic stop, and then the driver ended up being shot to death. It was really a chaotic, crazy thing. You know, in Los Angeles, it's become such a big deal with these nutty chases, and the helicopters go flying after all the chases on the freeways, that you can pay, I forget what company it is, but you can pay a company that will let you know when there's a chase going on, because everybody wants to be a rubbernecker, and they will ding you on your computer so you can, you know, you can hook into the video and watch what's happening, because somebody's got it on some television station somewhere. They specifically have people that do that, these helicopter chases and stuff. So in the Capitol, there was ground video of it. I didn't see any good air video of it. It was a sad story, actually. What happened was, as I mentioned, in a nutshell, the cop killed an armed man in what was a routine deal. It looked like it was a routine rush hour traffic stop that got ugly. And there was this 35-year-old guy sped away in a car after being told to stop about a block north of the Capitol grounds. He went the wrong way down a street, and he hit two officers with his car, crashed into a police cruiser. So then they opened fire after seeing him hold up his handgun and refuse to put it down. So it was a crazy melee that just was unfolding, obviously, very fast. And the officers had to have felt threatened and in fear for their lives based on what was going on so fast. So the guy was taken to the hospital, but he was dead on arrival. The police officers who were hit, I mentioned the one on the motorcycle, minor injuries there, but what a scare. And this happened when they were wrapping up that third day of those hearings for Sotomayor. So they sealed off part of the Capitol as a precaution and then opened it up about a half hour later. Now, it wasn't related to that, but there were all the kinds of tourists on the street at summertime, and, you know, there's shots going off all over the place. And one tourist from Oklahoma who was just visiting the Capitol with the family just pushed them all down to the ground, because if you've ever heard a gun go off, you know how it sounds like a pop, pop, pop sound. Or if you have a gun, you know what I'm talking about. Pop, pop, pop. And so there were people lying down all over the street, all around there, because that's what they heard. So they realized it might have been gunfire, or they saw trouble when they saw a car speeding and being chased by the cops, and that's all they could see. But nothing related to the Supreme Court nominee and what was going on in the nation's capital, but crazy. If you've ever been to that area, it's pretty tight, if you know what I'm talking about, on some of those streets. I mean, even though some of the streets are wide, it's pretty tight with the kind of traffic that you're talking about, especially at that time of day. So, awful. Coming up on the show, we're going to let you hear what Hillary Clinton has to say about Iran and engagement with Iran. Of course, now the protests are still kind of going on. They're bubbling up. But Ahmadinejad is the guy, still the president, obviously, of Iran. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. But it's good that the protests continue, because the more that people do that, the more they'll have power. And I don't know if they'll ultimately get the kind of government they want, but certainly we've seen that that's what happens. There's power in numbers. There's power in conviction and feeling like you're not on the right end of the stick with whatever government. Then that's what the younger people are certainly feeling there. That's why they're twittering and sending video back all over the place and vowing not to stop doing that, to just keep pressing it. I mentioned this earlier in an earlier hour of America Tonight, but in case you didn't hear it, this is a good follow-up, because we talked about this a lot one night on America Tonight. Thank goodness the Pentagon is backing off the idea of taking the cigarettes away from the guys who are serving in war zones. I couldn't believe it when I actually read that story, and I said this earlier, it sounds weird to say they should have the right to puff, but anybody who's been in the military, any branch of the military, you know what I'm talking about, if you're off somewhere guarding a post, or you're in Afghanistan, or you're on one of the military bases close to any of the action, or just in general, I mean, the hours that they're there, this is a killing time measure, and it's huge for a lot of the people that are in the military, even people who normally wouldn't smoke. You think about the nerves, it's a de-stressor thing, and that was going to be taken away in an instant because of some of the studies that were done on what it was costing the Pentagon in care for people that are having problems because of smoking and other things. But thank goodness they decided to step away from that so the smoking, at least in the war zones anyway, can stop. You know, the swine flu is another follow-up, too, as well. I got a note here from Jane, and Jane says, Kate, I heard you talk briefly a couple nights ago about the swine flu and that it's a pandemic. And when did it become a pandemic? Well, it became a pandemic, gosh, I want to say probably now 3.5 to 4 weeks ago, actually. The World Health Organization decided that there were too many cases, and then you multiply that by the deaths, and they slap the pandemic label on it. But with the swine flu in some areas becoming more prevalent, even if people are getting treated, they're talking about closing more summer camps because kids especially are so susceptible to this if they've been infected. It's just there's a lot of different body types and ages that are affected by this. You have more, it's just more than the typical poison ivy stuff that they're dealing with. The swine flu, you know, the regular flu goes away in the summer, but swine flu is not showing any signs of that. There are how many camps in how many states? I guess more than 50 summer camps in 20 states have actually sent kids home early or canceled because of suspected outbreaks. And oh, I think of summer camp. Anybody out there go to summer camp, like Boy Scout camp? I went to summer camp a couple of different times, and oh, how sad would that be? But they had in Colorado, they've had kids that had to be sent home because they had flu-like symptoms, and they can't take a chance that they would have a swine flu outbreak. They've had church camps affected, and you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, schools have been hit with this. The Air Force Academy was slammed with it. They had 68 students. 68 students at the Air Force Academy who have the swine flu. That seems like a big number to me. And it's just, hey, it's a new strain of a virus. And there's the lack of immunity, and young people especially probably hurts the spread of it. They're still trying to get a handle on it at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And it's got to be pretty tough. You know that James from Connecticut, who calls us, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, they had to close 47 camps in 35 states because they had swine flu reported at three of them. And of course, you can't take that kind of a chance, especially on the East Coast. So, you know, the swine flu was, if we roll back the calendar, first cropped up in April. There have been 37,000 cases in the U.S. and 211 deaths, and that's confirmed cases. It just seems like, it doesn't seem like it went away, but it just seems like it's because there's so much else going on, it's been shoved to the side, and unless you're in an area where somebody's come down with it, there's not much conversation. Now, we have talked about it here on ATN, and we've had doctors on. We're going to have another doctor on coming up in the next week or so to give us his thoughts on that vaccine and it's experimental, and ultimately his thoughts on how safe it will be when that comes out in the fall. Odds and Ends and Hillary Clinton on Iran coming up next.
Just telling you the facts, pal.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Coming if you think that we're going to stick it to Iran. Right now, it's about diplomacy. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Kate Delaney, and the show is America Tonight. So what does our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, have to say about the latest role with Iran? Here she is.
Our second policy approach is to lead with diplomacy, even in the cases of adversaries or nations with whom we disagree. We believe that doing so advances our interests and puts us in a better position to lead with our other partners. We cannot be afraid or unwilling to engage, yet some suggest that this is a sign of naivete or acquiescence to these countries' repression of their own people. I believe that is wrong. As long as engagement might advance our interests and our values, it is unwise to take it off the table. Negotiations can provide insight into regimes' calculations and the possibility, even if it seems remote, that a regime will eventually alter its behavior in exchange for the benefits of acceptance into the international community. Libya is one such example. Exhausting the option for dialogue is also more likely to make our partners more willing to exert pressure should persuasion fail. With this in mind, I want to say a few words about Iran. We watched the energy of Iran's election with great admiration, only to be appalled by the manner in which the government used violence to quell the voices of the Iranian people, and then tried to hide its actions by arresting foreign journalists and nationals and expelling them and cutting off access to technology. As we and our G8 partners have made clear, these actions are deplorable and unacceptable. We know very well what we inherited with Iran, because we deal with that inheritance every day. We know that refusing to deal with the Islamic Republic has not succeeded in altering the Iranian march toward a nuclear weapon, reducing Iranian support for terror, or improving Iran's treatment of its own citizens. Neither the President nor I have any illusions that dialogue with the Islamic Republic will guarantee success of any kind. And the prospects have certainly shifted in the weeks following the election. But we also understand the importance of offering to engage Iran and giving its leaders a clear choice, whether to join the international community as a responsible member or to continue down a path to further isolation. Direct talks provide the best vehicle for presenting and explaining that choice. That is why we offered Iran's leaders an unmistakable opportunity. Iran does not have a right to nuclear military capacity, and we're determined to prevent that. But it does have a right to civil nuclear power if it reestablishes the confidence of the international community that it will use its programs exclusively for peaceful purposes. Iran can become a constructive actor in the region if it stops threatening its neighbors and supporting terrorism. It can assume a responsible position in the international community if it fulfills its obligations on human rights. The choice is clear. We remain ready to engage with Iran, but the time for action is now. The opportunity will not remain open indefinitely.
All right, so what do you think? Do you think Iran, listening to all that, is going to bite on this invitation? Hey, listen, we are not going to rule this out, this diplomacy. This is the time. This has not worked in the past in just showing them our hand and saying forget it and carrying the big stick. So now are you going to engage in the conversation? And what is the other part of this? What is the what if they don't? What is the end game? What is the end game for Iran as far as diplomatic relations or lack of them? What's the end game there? Because if Ahmadinejad and the government wants to have nuclear weapons and they want to tell us that they're just working on power and that's what that whole uranium enrichment thing is for, baloney. Do you think they're going to let the inspectors in? And the answer to that is no. Does Ahmadinejad really, and the government of Iran, do they really want to sit down with the United States and other countries and have this diplomatic relationship? And the answer to that is no. Ahmadinejad wants no part of that. If you listen to any of the things that he says, there's absolutely no way that's going to happen. No. In the meantime, we jump from Hillary Clinton's words on an engagement with Iran. I'm sure that'll be broken, too, because, hey, I'm all for it. If they can sit down, great. But the chances, I'm going to say, are not very good. There's a better chance that I could make a guest appearance on that tacky 90210 remake than we'll have a relationship with Iran. In the meantime, George Tenet was the one who canceled the secret CIA hit teams. This has been the heart of, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow with Jeff Andacott on the show. He's terrific. We've had him on before, and he's going to talk more about the CIA hit teams and the whole thing. But as the CIA director in 2004, Tenet terminated the program to develop those hit squads to kill the Al-Qaeda leaders. And then his successors, of course, resurrected the plan. That's where we get this. He ended the program because they couldn't work out all the practical details of it. That's why they didn't carry through on it. So Porter Goss, who replaced him in 2005, restarted the program. But by the time Michael Hayden succeeded Goss, oh, so many chiefs, as the CIA chief in 2006, then it was again, the effort was starting to wane because of the challenges. So obviously this program never got off the ground because of the challenges. It wasn't practical. So the final stake into the heart of this program happened in June when Panetta, when he learned about it, called the emergency meeting with the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees and told them about the program and said that as Vice President Dick Cheney had directed the CIA not to inform Congress about the operation, that you know, it was gone. They were getting rid of it. And one intelligence official said that the idea never quite completely died because it was a capability, but the details were classified. And the CIA wanted this, frankly, as part of their arsenal, something they could go to if they needed to as a failsafe, I guess. But then the need became less urgent, which makes sense because think of the reaction days after 9/11, weeks after 9/11, pictures constantly that you saw of the Pentagon, of Shanksville, of the hole in New York City. It was just awful for all of us. I don't care if you knew anyone there or didn't know anyone there or lived in New York or lived outside of New York. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So another official said that the CIA's reliance on foreign intelligence services and drone-launched missile strikes proved to be a little bit less risky and more effective, they thought, in targeting al-Qaeda chiefs for death or capture or whatever. Right? So the agency spent like $1 million over the 8 years that the CIA considered launching hit teams. But it didn't, you know, what specifically, if they spent $1 million, what did they spend it on to get the hit teams together? I mean, I don't know. Because it's classified. They won't tell you what it was specifically. So what's happening now is, and the reason I'm bringing this up is the follow-up, so all of you know, is the Pelosi witch hunt is on in full swing. The House Intelligence Committee is really laying this groundwork for a possible investigation of the program and the concealment from Congress. Should Congress be informed? The answer is yes, but this program was never out there. It's a waste of taxpayer money, and it's going back into the last administration when we don't have time for that unless it's something incredibly more than negligent, incredibly dishonest and dishonorable and breaks the law. This, I'd say, fits right there nicely on the shelf and right there in that gray area.
I couldn't have said it better myself.